Everybody, how you doing? You're tuned into Living Life Intently. This is a Live Life Intense podcast, I guess. Yeah, so I'm your host, Lee Frazier, and we are coming to you from self-isolation, quarantine, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I had this idea of doing a kind of podcast where we just cold call people and, you know, chat with them about how they're managing with the current crisis on hand, how they're preparing for the minimum requirement of 14-day isolation, that sort of stuff. I did plan on doing it. I thought it'd be hilarious to do, but what happened was that I kind of had a little bit too many drinks, getting caught up with some people, you know, getting fired up. And so I might play a little bit of the best of those excerpts. Once I start combing through them, I'll play them in the end of this podcast. But this one on that you're currently listening to is us calling my friend Michelle Cameron. And by us, I mean Ali and myself, Ali Dean. And we called Michelle Cameron, who is a friend of mine who moved to South Korea about a month ago, kind of right when this kind of kicked off. And yeah, so we gave her a shout to see what it's like over there firsthand from somebody living there. And then we kind of tried to follow up with a couple other people. Those fell through. So we just cold called my friend Jeremy, who runs a paddleboard company called Cape Breton West Paddleboards. And chat with him on what it's like with a newborn during this time. And yeah, then we just kind of dipped into chatting about some stuff at the end. And I will go in and kind of pick some best parts out from the Drunken Lee Show on Tuesday, last Tuesday. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this. We're going to kind of do a series of these where we chat with people, kind of seeing what everybody's, you know, moods like, what they're doing, how they're dealing with everything. And this is now on Sunday, and we were just watching, or just were updated on the press release from the province saying we're in a state of fuck. What's Ali? What is it? State of what? Yeah, that's it. State of emergency. So we're in a state of emergency now. There's limited things we can do. I really personally haven't watched it, so I've got to kind of go over it. But anyways, hope everybody's staying safe. This is Living Life Intently. The I don't know what we're going to call this. The Koi Void Coronavirus 19, whatever the fuck, check-in podcast. I don't know. Anyways, hope you guys enjoy. See ya. Okay, so here we are, day four, five of isolation.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Here we are.
It's Saturday morning, and I'm trying to get Allie accustomed to being on a mic, which is a little weird if you're not used to it.
I mean, yeah. I've been on a mic before, though.
What I mean, like, not on a mic, but I meant, like, you know, listening to yourself, having a podcast, because I find a lot of people think in the back of their mind that you're, like, being recorded, so they just kind of, like, try to get comfortable if they're not used to it.
Yeah.
That's it? That's the only thought?
I'll get used to it.
Well, I hope you're going to get used to it, because we're going to start calling people. So, like I told you last time, the I had this idea early on in the week to do this, where I just, like, cold call people, and it didn't really go that well.
Yeah, you said it was awkward.
Well, it was, yeah, but it was also because I also drank the whole time, too.
Yeah, so you're just, like, drunk calling people up that aren't drunk?
Yeah.
That can be awkward.
Yeah. Well, I, and then you call, like, your friends that you have, like, talked to, like, friends of mine in Montreal and friends of mine in Toronto that I haven't talked to. And
did you call anyone that you don't know? Or was it all people you already know?
I think it was already people, I think.
You don't remember? You're that drunk.
Yeah.
Just blackout calling people up and recording it. It's a dangerous game.
When you get comfortable, and then when you start playing catch up with all your friends and everybody's like, some of them were drinking.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like the first big night of everybody freaking out. So everybody was home. Some people didn't answer.
Was anyone crying?
No.
We should call Smokey.
Why would somebody be crying?
Because it's scary.
Well, I mean,
it's a scary world out there. People are literally dying every day. Which always happens.
Gee, I was going to say.
But it's like a thing that feels like it's coming for you. For me, at least.
What,
it's
like?
Specifically coming for me. I know. It told me.
Like the boogeyman?
Yeah.
The coronavirus.
Anyways, people are freaking out about being in isolation. But I don't know.
I feel like people aren't really freaking out about being in isolation. They're just freaking out about the reason they have to be in isolation. At least that's for me. Like, isolation feels like necessary because of what's going on. It's not like I feel like, oh no, I have to be alone.
I don't know. I enjoy isolation, so I don't know. I'm a little weird then. This is just like fun. I enjoy this. Not the whole global crisis, but I enjoy
it. I love global crises. Yeah, bring them on.
No. I enjoy like the sit and not talk to anybody and just work and do things. I enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
Because I'm so, for a lot of the time, I'm just so like dealing with people.
Well, yeah, being here just kind of feels like sometimes in summer when it's like slow, like the beginning of the summer season when we're just like here and
yeah,
everything's picking up. It just feels like that. It doesn't feel like weird. It feels normal.
Okay, good.
Except for
the fact that
it's not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and to give everybody a little bit of backstory, I guess I'll do this. I'm very horrible at doing intros. It's been a thing with these podcasts. Hey, can you grab that coffee, please? Pour me a nice cup of coffee. Yeah.
Can I do it in front of the mic so you can hear it?
Yeah, we can pour it right in front of the mic.
Okay, one second. This is Allie with ASMR. Allie's ASMR.
You could actually, you have the voice to do it.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, why don't you just start your own channel?
Welcome to my channel.
Yeah, so Allie came down and worked for me one summer, and then we started dating.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, that's how it works.
The end.
That's the introduction. Introduction and end before we call some people. So because of like the shit show last week when I just like got too drunk and never really, I mean, I might go over some of the recordings. I'm very scared to go over some of the recordings, but I'll go over some and see if some of them worked. If not, then
more scared of these recordings than you are the coronavirus, I swear.
Yeah, probably. But I'll go over a couple of them and put them in if they make sense. But I think the biggest thing learning off that was one, don't drink. Two, to have it with someone else to have a little bit of banter in between calls, because what happened was like the calls were very awkward when I called. Like I thought it'd be fun to just cold call people. Mm. But when you cold call people by yourself, there's like all this awkward silence.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what? I'm being recorded?
Now
what?
If there's an awkward silence, I'll just be like, pour another cup of coffee. I'll go back to my ASMR.
Yeah. So basically, like, since then, I was kind of touching base with people to, like, you know, and now it's like 5-6 days, almost a week's gone by. And you know, I've got friends in like different places all around the world. So I've reached out to a few of them and figured, you know, why not reach out and see what they're doing? One of my good friends, Michelle Cameron, who is in, I said North Korea last night when I was on the phone, and then I corrected myself. I was like, no, she's not North Korea.
Can South you imagine Korea. Michelle in North Korea?
No, I could, she'd be dead. Dead. I messaged her. It's like 12 hours different. So what time is it now? It's like almost 10 o'clock. I got to call her right now. So yeah. So let's give Michelle a call. She's in South Korea. Let's see what's going on. I think she said that things are calming down over there a little bit, but I don't know. What do you think? I think.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. If she I think even answers. They're flattening the curve pretty good.
Yeah.
So well, they I mean, say.
Hello.
What's going on, Michelle?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear Allie?
Hey.
if you can, if you
Allie, can't, what's up?
How's it going?
Good. It's a delicious 10 p.m. here.
Oh yeah, you guys are 12 hours ahead.
Yeah. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're just sitting here. I think Allie was ready to murder me like 10 minutes ago before we started chatting.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. over this podcast.
You've just been like cursing at this equipment for the past like 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, my studio is kind of in shambles, but you know, away she goes.
That's okay. I feel like the entire world is in shambles. So,
so what's going on? Where? Why don't you tell everybody that's listening? We're the two people that listen to this podcast. Where? And you're one of them. Where you at? What's going on?
So Jack and I are in Anyang, South Korea. So we're about. It would take us probably like. And it takes us like an hour to get to Seoul. So, yeah, we're just right outside of Seoul in South Korea.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's, we've been here for about a month and, we came here to teach.
Perfect timing, eh?
Yeah, we haven't gotten to teach at all. So,
oh yeah. So what have you been doing?
Well, at the beginning, when it was, the virus kind of, wasn't nearly as bad. It's way better here than it is in Canada or anywhere in North America. It's pretty contained, but we would go in and meet the kids and shadow other teachers and kind of train. And then our employers felt so horrible that we couldn't teach, so we would go in and kind of like lesson plan and make tests and stuff like that so they could pay us. But at this point now, after them doing that for 3 weeks, they were like, all right, guys, we can't pay you anymore. Yeah. You can just stay home. So, yeah, we just found out that next week, it's Sunday here, so we won't be teaching next week either. So, yeah, we've just kind of been going a little stir crazy in a different country.
There you go. Yeah. So it's kind of like resolving? Is it resolving itself or combing over, or how is it working?
Well, I think it blew up like faster here, and the Korean government did a pretty impeccable job of containing the virus and making sure that they were doing like drive-by testings. You can't go anywhere if you're not wearing a mask. Like you can't go a convenience store or a restaurant or anything like that. They haven't done the social distancing thing nearly as much just because Koreans are like the hardest work people. They kind of folks can't survive unless they do work. However, yeah, they've, you know, the whole washing your hands, wearing a mask, and Koreans don't really like mess around with hygiene when it comes to that kind of stuff. So yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
I also read that South Korea was testing like thousands of people a day while the US was testing.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Two. Well, not two, but
yeah.
Felt like,
yeah. Two. Like if you were in like a cab or if you're driving, there'll be people on the street like testing you. And we actually, when we went, this was really cool. Like our ARC kind of thing, and when we walked in the building, they had like an infrared, is that how you say it? An infrared camera that basically tested your temperature right away.
Whoa.
So if you had a high fever, like
that's crazy. I didn't even think about that, like a camera.
Dude, I didn't even think that was a
show
thing.
If you had a fever.
I thought I was like ready to get shot at. I didn't even know. I was like, why is there a red dot?
Okay, that's so cool though. I want one of those. I want one of those outside my house. So like if someone has a fever, it's like,
we can get one of those ones that like Brian Picard uses for cooking, you know? Those infrared little guns. Just get a little like,
yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Measure the temperature. Just go buy. I wonder, well, now, you know,
probably sold out.
Yeah, probably sold out at Walmart, Canadian Tire.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, how are you guys doing?
Doing okay. Margary is kind of like not, people are like taking it seriously, for the most part, but it's like you lived here. It's like pretty slow anyway. So everybody's just continually doing like their usual daily shit on their house and like putting in firewood and like doing this, doing that. I mean, we're all so spread like out anyways.
I appreciate the panic from friends that I have in Cape Breton, but I'm like, I'll be like, guys, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every house is like half a kilometer away from one another. So, yeah, pretty. And like everybody, that's the thing. Everybody was freaking out in Halifax when I was there last week. And like buying food and like, you know, massive lineups to try stock up for the next 2 weeks. I'm like, holy fuck, like everybody in rural Cape Breton literally has probably a year's supply of food in their freezers. So yeah, they're all prepared. They're ready to go. Ready to go the distance.
Yeah, sorry.
What's that?
Well, I interrupted you. I'm very good at that.
Interpreting me?
No, interrupted.
Oh, interrupting me. Interrupted. Oh, me too. I'm so good at it too. That's like my one skill is interrupting people mid-conversation.
Me as well. Absolutely.
Mm. Ooh, mama.
I was going to say our friend Lucy and Adam, like they're ready for a nuclear war with how many pickled things they have in their basement and like how many things. Yeah. Like they've been ready for this for years, I would say.
They're preppers and they didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, everybody, I haven't really seen many people, but like the Goat's closed, a lot of the different like service industry places are closed around here. And then mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard a couple communities that aren't really given a shit. They don't really take it seriously whatsoever. So they're a little delayed jumping on the bandwagon, but I won't throw them under the bus, but they're local.
Who is it?
Well, I won't
say. Let me know later.
This is the only way to fix it.
This will be off podcast. I'm not going to throw people under the bus.
I definitely do get some messages from people that are like, why are you social distancing? But I kind of was like, guys, how you're feeling in North America right now was like how we were a month ago. It's different here now.
Yeah, it gives a little bit of like, I guess, positivity looking forward. That it's like, you know, you guys are, it's kind of peaked and now it's on the backside of it. So, I mean, it is going to have long lasting effects.
No, absolutely. We're going to remember this forever. I mean, Jack and I were joking today, just saying like, wow, you know, made a big life decision, move all the way to South Korea. And here we are. Like, it would kind of be worse to be at home right now. Honestly, it would just be just as difficult. Whereas, you know, moving across the world poses its challenges, but I think like the whole world is experiencing a different kind of challenge that no one ever anticipated. So.
Yeah. 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 I think everybody kind of just rubbed it off as just another thing that was going to happen. It wasn't that big of an issue. And then she just kind of like shit hit the fan this last week.
Absolutely.
And there's other countries that aren't taking it so seriously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but I think like the biggest thing here is, I mean, in Nova Scotia, everybody's been like kind of stressing the stay at home, that sort of shit. But
I think it's also hard here because the population on average is older than a lot of places here in Nova Scotia. Yeah, and I think that causes a lot more anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading a lot about that as well. And just a lot of folks that were, you know, offering to deliver essential goods and services to especially the elderly and, you know, people that have like immune deficiencies and.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people have been doing a good job at it. I know a lot of businesses are doing delivery. You know what's crazy? The the breweries, I don't know how the other breweries are doing it, if they're doing it at all, but like Big Spruce and Breton are doing like home deliveries.
But, oh, yes.
Yeah, and Big Spruce doing like... That's amazing. I think Breton was located for Sydney, I think within like a certain radius from their spot, but Big Spruce was doing anywheres in Nova Scotia, like literally anywheres, and they'll deliver beer to you.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Hilarious.
Oh, I can't tell you guys how much I miss Breton beer so much. Can't say how much I miss sour beer. It's just
how's the beer in Korea?
One kind of beer here and soju. And I'm not complaining.
Soju is pretty good.
Yeah. I'm actually drinking it right now, guys, because it's 10 p.m. here. So. I would still drink if it was 10 a.m.
So. Yeah. So you're not like me when I call. I called people early in the week when I plan to do this, and I got absolutely slammed drinking vodka by myself, and then it just it didn't really pan out the way that I thought the podcast would pan out. Yeah. So now we're drinking coffee on a nice Saturday morning, which it was actually supposed to rain today. So we should probably go out later this afternoon.
Yeah, it's really nice outside right now.
Yeah.
Aw, nice, guys.
Yeah.
Aw. So, well, I miss you both so much.
Cool, yeah, man. Miss you too.
Aw.
Tell Jack I said hello.
I will. He's enjoy actually Korea. Sleeping right now. He just completely passed right out of sleep, or else he'd be on the podcast as well. But
wake him up, motherfucker.
Yeah. you would not be happy, I think, if I woke him up right now.
Right. Cool, man.
But yeah.
Well, awesome. Nice talking to you. I'll chat with you soon.
Good talking to you too, guys. And I'm so glad that you're healthy and you're safe and,
Yeah.
Give Sticking my best out. Buds a big squeeze as well.
The who?
Please. My best buds that are right down the street from you, Lucy and Adam. Give them a big hug for me.
Oh, I will whenever I see them in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Once they come out.
Yeah, once everybody comes out of their hibernation there, and it's like summertime. I feel like everybody's going to stick their heads out when it's like sunny and 30 degrees out.
They're just absolutely.
Stay inside and then walk out. Snow's gone. Everything's done.
Well, I mean, like, you always, people kind of wish for like time off. And when Jack and I came here, we were like, this is going to be the hardest job we've ever had. We're never going to stop working. We're not going to get that much time off, like maybe a week in a year. And now we're like, we have so much time off. Let's like be productive. Let's do things we've always wanted to do. And it's like, we have already watched 3 seasons of shows that we shouldn't have watched. So.
Yeah. But that's okay too.
It feels great. It honestly is. And it helps with being homesick, kind of, you know, being a little bit of a recluse and taking a step back. But yeah, we really need to start exercising. Maybe getting out of bed would be great.
Well, good thing there's YouTube for that. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Just look up a nice total body workout, a little like HIIT workouts, get that blood pumping.
Yes.
Put on the spandex.
You guys should do this. You should start this.
I'll just run outside.
I mean, it's already been done, but I mean, you should do it as well.
Yeah, we should do one with like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. We should do a drunk. There's probably already a drunk one.
Drunk workouts.
Or you could take like all of like your camping equipment and like, I don't know, use that as like leverage for weights or something. I really wish I didn't say that out loud.
That was so okay, Michelle. I like that idea. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, Michelle.
Just 10 sleeping bags on your back.
Your next caller.
Okay, man. Take care. I'll talk to you
Michelle.
Soon.
Yeah, stay safe. Love you guys.
See Love you.
Bye. Later.
Oh, man. There we go.
Caller number one, complete.
Yeah, so it's passing over there. I don't even know. Like, I know there was a second caller I was supposed to call, but we'll give it a minute. We'll just chat about that. I'll get his number pulled up here in a minute. Let's see if he's there. I'm going to text him to see if he's available. But anyways, yeah, so Korea, kind of blowing over.
Yeah. I lived in Korea when I was a kid for like 6 months.
What?
And I remember when we were in Seoul, we went on the subway and there was a Krispy Kreme down there and there was this one Korean guy who worked at Krispy Kreme and he handed me a fresh donut for free and I hope he's doing okay.
That's great.
I hope he doesn't have coronavirus. I hope he's safe.
Yeah. Well, how about getting on the old like gun? We gotta get one of those like temperature guns.
Yeah.
And they just like shoot people. Good thing we're not in Texas, because by the way, a little backstory, Ali grew up in Texas, so we're not in Texas, so people don't carry handguns here, so you could pull it out wherever. Like if you're walking into the mall or walking into the co-op down the street and you see somebody walking out, you can pull it up and shoot at them
and they'll think you're shooting them for real.
You just go boom. Kids are psycho. Yeah, sorry. No, I got a text from Andy saying the kids are psycho, so we might have to push it a bit. So,
okay.
Yeah, but we'll just chat. But yeah, I mean, you just shoot at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you just meet people and you're like, okay, you're good.
You're in the clear.
Yeah, you're good. Good to go.
And then they have a panic attack. You should think you
know,
have a gun.
You know what we should have? You have the gun, and then I'll have like this like button. It's kind of like, or the air horn. Or something. There's like a no and a yes, like a green light, red light type deal.
Yeah.
So if they're green, you just blow the air horn. Or if they're bad, you just blow the air horn in the
face.
This
just sounds like a terrible experience for anyone you're going to meet.
Hey, well.
No matter what.
It's funny for me.
Yeah. You just want to put people in the most distress possible.
Yeah. It's fun. That's right. I don't know.
One thing about this mic is I don't know. I feel like I'm breathing into it. So I'm like holding my breath. So I'm not breathing fully.
It's supposed to have here. Put that on there. That's I was
Is
supposed
that
to,
gonna help?
It's supposed to breathe, yeah.
So now I can breathe.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like losing oxygen levels.
Okay, man. Yeah, so let's okay, Andy can't make this next call. So yeah, we're gonna go down. Ooh, what is Mr. Jeremy Smith, CBS paddleboards? Look at that haircut.
Oh wow.
Oh my god. If you guys want to see what we're talking about, go to his Instagram page.
At CBWestup, is that what it is?
Yeah, at CBWestup. You know Jeremy is getting real bored when he's back on Instagram. And
what else is there to do?
Well, I mean,
he does have a baby.
He does have a baby.
He could hold the baby.
We're gonna call him and see what's going on. Yeah, let's do this. Let's call Jeremy.
I want to talk to the baby.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get the baby talking going.
What's the baby's name? Oh my god, you don't know, Lee.
I forget.
Oh! Your best friend has a baby and you don't even know its name?
Man, I don't know. Hey, what's up?
Hi, Jeremy.
Not much, man.
You're on recordings. Hello. You're on a podcast right now.
I'm on a podcast?
Yeah.
All right.
What a terrible call to receive. Good morning. You're on a podcast.
I hope you've had your coffee, bro.
Had two cups.
Bud, get on it.
Jeremy, what's your baby's name?
Nora.
Nora.
See, I told you.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
You hear?
Yeah. So how's it going down there?
Not bad. I'm just hanging out with Nora, watching Star Wars. Kind of been the last couple days.
Yeah, for those of you that we kind of just jumped on this call. Jeremy runs a paddleboard company in Marguerite called CBS Paddleboards. Longtime friend of mine. So just to give people context of who we just called.
That was my coffee.
Yeah, man. We're just talking to Michelle Cameron, who's over in South Korea.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she said it's kind of like on the back end now. It's kind of like combed over a little bit. They did a good job of containing it. So, when she first moved there a month ago, that was the big issue. But yeah, gives a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, eh?
Right on. Give me a second. I gotta relocate the baby up to her mama.
Oh, there you go, man.
She sounds hungry.
There we go. Life of a dad.
Oh, it's big time dad life now.
Big time dad life, yeah.
What's your favorite part?
I don't know. She's pretty cute, I guess. That's the best part.
Yeah, I saw pictures. She is really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's about it. I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying this isolation.
Dude, me too.
Just kind of hanging out with the baby and with Brittany. We got a home gym set up there in our sunroom. So
yeah.
Taken care of.
We're giving each other time to go and do a little hour and a half of self-care day with, you know, walking the dog. It's no responsibility. Kind of families are kind of out of our hair, which is nice because they want to see the baby all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that,
and they kind of won't stop going out and visiting people. So every time they go out, we're adding 2 weeks on to when they're allowed to come over here.
That's a pretty good strategy, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's working.
It'll be like a month from now. No one's talking about it. And you're going to be like, oh, another 2 weeks. Sorry. It's for the baby.
Well, exactly. And like, I don't know. I don't think some people are taking it serious enough.
Yeah, no.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. Not around here, I don't think.
No.
Like, business as usual a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been out driving around to, like, you know, we stay in the car. But, you know, Shetty Camp hasn't stopped. All the stores and everything are just full. I don't know. They're playing in a safe zone until, like, the first case is reported. In Cape Breton.
Yeah.
And then it's way too late.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
I've got Norris up here now.
But yeah, so you're kind of passing time by, one, I noticed you're back on Instagram, so that's great.
Yeah, well, I got nothing but time to do that.
But yeah,
honestly, I don't super have a ton because, you know, the baby takes up a lot of time.
Exactly, man. Yeah, that's full-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thankful that I don't have, like,
well, one, I was unemployed before this happened, and but I was kind of working with a boat builder before then.
Yeah.
And time was real tough. So it's good that the two of us are here. And with the Corona stimulus packages, it's kind of beneficial to be unemployed during this time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of not complaining, but gearing up for the summer.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully.
It's like a maternity leave.
Yeah, it's like a mini maternity leave. Well,
Corona maternity.
Well, it is parental.
Yeah. What's so I mean, we're on that topic. So what do you think? Like, I mean, I know we've chatted about it briefly, but what's your opinions on the upcoming tourism season? I mean, we've just been basically chatting with people about what they've been doing, but like looking forward, what do you think? What's your predictions and what's going to transpire?
Well, it all depends on when things settle, right? Like some people are saying end of April before things are kind of normal again, but they're talking about there being even more months. Some more people are saying like end of June, which kind of worked out well for both of us when it comes to the river.
Yeah.
And I think once everything is lifted, you know, people are going to want to get out and enjoy themselves. So as we were kind of talking before, I might be a little bit more locally based. My clientele generally was Southern Ontario. Like they make up at least 50% of like the people that I was getting.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll be getting that many from there, but you never know.
How things go. I mean, my opinion is that there's, you know, the excuse me, all this coffee make me burp. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my opinion is like this: the tourism, international tourism is going to be down 100%. I mean, as far as like local stuff, and if they open the borders, the U.S. borders, the Canadian dollar is going to be dipped down quite a bit. So it's going to influence it all. I mean, that's all predicated on like, and it all teeters on whether or not the U.S. economy drops down as well too. But I mean, just locally, if you're thinking Canada, I think like, in my opinion, the local tourism, the staycation stuff, people are going to be kind of like, you know, especially after these couple weeks, or not weeks, but like the next couple months of it being like low key, everybody's trying to make a plan, make a strategy. People are going to be slack on work, or whatever, but, and maybe cash flow is going to be down, but at the same time, you know, you get cooped up for so long. All you want to do is get out and do shit. And I mean, you look at our environment here in Cape Breton, and I mean, all over the land of Canada, but like specifically the Highlands, all the hiking, the backcountry shit, like, man, the paddleboarding, like you get on the river, you're by yourself, like that sort of stuff. It's going to be, I think there's going to be a boost in local tourism. And I think that, in my opinion, like hedging, like the thing were with like the tourism boards was that they promoted, it's a wake up call for them because they've been marketing to international clientele for years and not focusing on the local.
And the high risk groups too.
Yeah, and not focusing on local, like
seniors sitting in restaurants. So it's like, yeah. But I was thinking too, like maybe it might work for you as well. But if like this whole self isolation thing continues on into the summertime, I can send people down the river completely in self isolation.
Oh, trust me. I'm already in.
We don't have to have close contact with them. It's like, here's your board set up. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
Get on.
Drop off.
And yeah. And we can even guide them. Like, you know, we're not on the same board or in the same kayak, you know? You don't have to. So it's like, you know, you keep your distance and the whole thing. Well, I think it'd be able to fly. It's whether people are going to come out and do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's something that I'm already looking at. Like, our van is like a 14-person van. So we might even. We just knock that. I mean, I'm not going to knock that on the head, but I would be like, you know, you knock it down to people that are within their own group type deal. So it's just specific per group.
We do that. They're traveling together anyway.
That sort of stuff. So, I mean, and how that's going to work, I don't like, you know, that's going
to
be difficult.
You're going to have to have a sanitation crew. You're going to have somebody wipe that thing down every time.
I know. That's just going to be like a nightmare.
The stimulus package, you know.
Yeah,
I wrote those grants for you, man. Like,
yeah,
I think they're going to be willing to give out money to for employment.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's going to
creating jobs.
Yeah, and I have like the woman from Canada Works, Nova Scotia Works, call me on Monday about the START program and stuff like that too. But because they're moving to a home based operations now out of the shop. So, but anyways, yeah. So all that sort of stuff. There was those emails going around with asking for information or asking for input on different points of the strategy, tourism strategy. And that was one of them, was like, I put forward was kind of like all these grants, these summer grants for businesses, right, that everybody's applying for, that are supposed to be for students. Well, why not you just open that out for the rest of your employees? Just give everybody what they want. And so the people are still able to, you know, hire the people they need, hopefully, and pay payroll. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's kind of a wake up call for the whole industry to figure out, you know, can your business stand on its own two feet, or do you rely too heavily on other people to do it for you? That's kind of like my thing. That's my opinion. Yeah. So, but we just do it a little bit differently than everybody else. So,
yeah, we kind of both built it on that, not really relying on on handout and funding. Although I did receive some, like every year when I look back, like when I first started up, I had the I used a START program once. I used student funding last year. And then I used the, I forget what they call it, self-employment benefits, where I was able to collect EI when I first started up.
Yep.
That all super helped. But then I would have went ahead and done it without any of that anyway. It just like, and I happened to be in, during the time, working a job that allowed, like if I didn't have income coming in through the summertime, I still had money. And so it's fortunate when you got to build yourself up to a certain point to be able to be standing on your own.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everybody has that luxury. Like, say, if it were right now and I were to start ahead with it, it would be so difficult.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I mean, every last dime is spoken for at this point.
Yeah.
So it's a completely different life. You know, dad mode now, as opposed to being a 30-year-old bachelor with the job in the oil field, you know, that's completely different.
Oh yeah, living that nice Albertan life, bud.
Man, I'm so glad I'm not there right now. It's gonna be pandemonium there. These people are nuts.
Yeah. Well, this is a podcast that's online, so don't go shit talking too many to me, people.
We should call someone in Alberta next.
Yeah, let's call people from Alberta and play them all your shit talking.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay, man. Okay, man.
He's in isolation, they can't get him. 2 more weeks.
That's right. We're in March now.
Yeah.
They'll be out of their bubble by the time the summertime comes around.
Well,
no, they're not. And I'm not saying everybody's insane out there, but they get really amped up.
Yeah.
And most of the people that I'm talking about, they don't come around these parts. So.
Nice. Okay.
We're all good.
There you go. We're rocking and rolling. Yeah. Hey, man. Well, I'll let you go. I might have one more person to give a call, and if he bails, then we're going to wrap this up, or I might just cold call somebody else. I don't know. I feel crazy.
Who's the other one there?
We called Michelle, and then I was going to call Andy Hay from Halifax, Andy's East Coast Kitchen. He was down here doing a culinary retreat the other year. Chef.
Yeah, but I'm asking who's the other person in the room with you.
Oh, Allie.
Oh, it's me, Allie.
Allie? Oh, hey.
This whole time, it's just been a stranger.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man. Well, adios.
Have fun. Hi to Nora for me. Care.
Yeah.
Will do.
All right. Cheers.
Bye. Get yourself quarantined and you can see her.
We've been in it. Okay, man. I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, later.
Bye. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So what do you think that people should be doing? Like, I mean, we're here calling other people. I mean, I think like from what I gathered from talking to people last week when I called them kind of drunk, was that a lot of people were kind of like leaning too hard on the self-containment, like you have to stay home thing rather than getting outside and doing shit outside where you're still isolated from people, but it just wasn't like clicking into people's heads. Like a lot of people were staying inside rather than.
I think it depends where you live and what you have access to. Because like if I was still in Dartmouth, then I would be in my apartment and the buses wouldn't be running. It would be really hard. Like living by the mall where my apartment is, there's not like green space within, I don't know, it's not super close. So
yeah.
It just wouldn't be the same as like living out here and having so many places you can go and like having access to a car and being able to drive places. It just depends on what your resources are, what you can do.
Yeah. You can always get outside and go for a walk.
Yeah, you can.
Come on.
Yeah, you can go for a walk, but it's not like living here where you can like go to a trail and actually just like be in nature. Walking around Dartmouth is not the same as walking around the Margaree River.
Yeah, and the Cape Breton Islands.
Yeah.
Well, can be. It all depends on where your mind's at.
Depends on how many drugs you're on.
Yeah. Just eat those mushrooms all day. Then
walk around Dartmouth. It's the exact same as being in the Highlands.
Yeah. LSD mushrooms. I bet you everybody's delved deep into their little like tickle trunk. Little like drug tickle trunk that's been hiding away in that cupboard.
Yeah, probably.
Above the microwave.
I mean, what else is there to do, really?
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine last night in Montreal who is on his second ounce of hash since last weekend.
Yeah, that's...
It's extreme.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I did see a Vice article about like how people are hoarding weed.
Hoarding weed?
Yeah, like going and buying a bunch and then hoarding it.
Who was it?
Just like all the other people. It's like toilet paper, weed. It's pretty much the same deal.
True, I guess. I don't know.
Just hoard it, you know?
Yeah.
Get as much as you can.
Well, I think there was an article the other day. Or just like, I don't know if it was an article or tweet. Anyways, from CTV, I think. CBC, CTV. Whoever Brett Ruskin's with. I think CTV out of Halifax.
I'm not sure who that is.
Talking to the mic.
I'm not sure who that is. Yeah,
you have to talk into the mic or else it doesn't register.
I am.
But yeah, no, he was at the NSLC in Dartmouth or Coal Harbor or something like that. Wherever,
like talking to people reporting in
front of him? He said that it was like 75% weed sales, cannabis sales, and then the rest was booze that day.
Yeah, well, when I went there, there was so many stuff sold out.
Yeah. Hoarders. These fucking hoarders.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it together.
And just people like me who are just like, I'm bored. I've only been in there one other time.
What am I going to do for like 2 weeks? Oh, I'll just fucking take all these edibles and smoke weed for 2 weeks and play video games. Oh, well, we're good.
Yeah, see,
it's a kind of different culture. Because like if this would happen years and years ago, it would be completely different. Like what would you do?
I mean, like, I would be like a baby. That would be different for me.
I don't mean that. Jesus. I meant like early 1900s, pandemic hits.
Okay, yeah.
Completely different.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? You don't have the access. Unless you were like supplied with food, it would be a completely different environment. Not like today where we have like freezers in our basement. Everybody's stocked, especially in Margaree. Everybody's like stocked with, I've got like 2 freezers full of meat. I've got all kinds of like dried stuff.
Yeah, well, if you were like a peasant during the plague.
Good luck.
I mean,
you'd be eating people.
Rats. And that's like, you know,
rats would be the first choice. Rats would be the first choice, probably. People would be very last.
That's how it all started.
People would be last choice.
I mean, depending on who you were and what your tastes were.
Interesting. Okay. So, what do you want?
It would be different.
Yeah.
During like the Spanish flu. I mean,. I don't even know.
We didn't have PS4s back then.
Yeah.
And Wi-Fi.
You'd have your dime novels and you'd stay in the boudoir all day. I think that's what they did back
then. Stay in the boudoir. Great. Perfect. Glad we got that one sorted. What do you want to do today? What are we going to do?
I want to go outside.
Yeah, we got to get outside. I've been scooped up for like a couple days, so.
It's really sunny.
Maybe we'll go to Shetty Camp and we can go to like Dine Out Anywhere because they're all open now, eh?
Oh my gosh, that's exactly what we shouldn't do. What are you talking about? Did you not listen to Jeremy talk that whole
Wobble
time?
Wobble Steak Sub
what
for sure.
What is wrong with you? There's so much food in this house. Let's go to Wobbo's.
Yeah, Steak Sub. Fuck, it'd be so good right now.
Oh God.
I got to eat some food though, by the way. So let's end this thing. We'll follow up with a couple other people tonight. And then we'll do a couple update podcasts because realistically I really have nothing to do other than, you know, do some shit like this, put these out, have fun, all that sort of stuff. Maybe we'll amalgamate this one and another one together. I don't know. I don't even know how long we've been recording. I think it's almost like an hour. So
I think after this, you should just play all the recordings when you were like blackout drunk and just compare.
God.
Cue into that? No.
Yep. Well, here we go. Roll it. Okay, folks, so here's the skinny. This week,
I was struggling to figure out what we were going to do for a podcast now that everybody's in self-quarantine. A lot of people have, you know, staying in, trying to distance themselves, distance themselves from the rest of the population to try and not get sick and help limit this spread of the devil coronavirus. But anyway, so here we go. Where we go? Mr. Mayo.
Hello?
John, what's going on? It's Lee.
What's up, man?
Decent. Yeah, man. We're hanging out in Cape Breton, you know, doing the thing. So just having a nice glass of whiskey. I know you're drinking the same, aren't you?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Got some Crown Royal, got some good shit.
So how's the quarantine going?
Just went for a jog and just got some fresh air. And yeah, now I'm just kind of chilling out, having a drink and trying to sort out what I'm going to be doing for the next few days, maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think everybody's just trying to think ahead and plan for it. That's the biggest thing.
I have a friend in Bali right now, and he's just like trying to get the fuck out, and it's so crazy. he was like on his honeymoon, and he was like in Singapore, and now he's back in Bali, and he's just like trying to get home, and he's like trying to call the travel agency because he's trying to fly out on Thursday. So he's calling like the company, like the, you know, whatever flight company's with. He's just like, can I get an earlier flight? Like, I got to get the fuck out. He's just like really trying to get back. But it's nuts.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, they just I just saw the press release earlier that the Prime Minister shut down all international travel and stuff, unless you're like a resident or somebody from the U.S. and stuff. So yeah, man, it's going to be crazy. And I just got an email from Destination Cape Breton Tourism Bureau here talking about all the stuff that they're trying to put in place to help mitigate the loss to like tourism here with all the cruise ship stuff shutting down. And it's crazy, man.
The ships is a big one. Yeah, this summer I think was supposed to be the biggest summer ever for cruise ships. They're going to have like the most in port ever, I think. It's crazy.
It's wild. But okay, well, I won't keep you too long. What's the what's your number one suggestion for items to get for this to make you through the next 2 weeks? What's your suggestions for people?
Like any items, like food items, or like anything like that.
Yeah, man, just anything. Really. What's your recommendations to kind of keep people from getting stir crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, well, personally, I'm not super worried because I do a lot of like in-home shit anyways. But I mean, like, I would just recommend picking something that like you've been wanting to work on for a while, whether it's like, you know, reading or like catching up on whatever it might be. Like for me, I'm going to be focusing on like deficits in my fitness. So it's like, even if you have like a band, like a couple different resistance bands, like of different widths, you can do so much stuff with that. Like there's so much stuff online you can look up for, like workouts you can do with that, and like you can just even use your own body weight.
Yeah.
So I would just recommend like trying to keep yourself moving. Like one of the biggest things I keep hearing, which I totally agree with, is like the outside is not off limits. Like you can definitely still get outside, and like that's like, I mean, I just went for a run for the first time in a while, and it, like immediately just felt better about everything. So yeah. I would just say, like, keep moving, stay active, and you know, don't put the outside off your list of things to do on a daily basis.
All right, cool, man, awesome. Well, thanks for answering the phone. I'm going to start randomly calling other people. I really had no plan with this. I was just like, I had a time I'm uploading like this file online, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to start calling people right now. Yeah, just trying to like call all around to people all around the world and that I know, and then see if we can get some little like tidbits of information from them, what's happening over there. But I don't know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Yeah,
cool. Good luck.
Hey man, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, sure.
Right, bye. Okay, so that was John Mayo at Mayo Brothers Calisthenics on Instagram and all the other platforms. So I'm going to try figure out who I'm going to call next. Let's see. Let's call one other person in Halifax. Give old Burn Dog a call. So this is Chilling with Bernie. At Chilling with Bernie. We'll see what he's been up to. I think they're drinking a couple beer, that sort of stuff.
Hello?
Yo, what's happening?
Not much, man. How are you?
Not bad. You're on, I'm recording you right now, by the way.
You're on speakerphone with Rachel, Carter, and Jeff. So just,
what's going on?
We're doing a horrible job self-isolating.
Yeah.
But we all are under the impression that we've all spent too much time in close contact with one another that it doesn't matter at this point anyway.
So what do you guys, what's your guys' strategy for the next couple of weeks? Are you guys self-isolating and you're just not giving a fuck?
No, definitely giving a fuck. Washing hands a lot. I'm going to speak for myself here, not for everybody, but yep. Washing my hands quite a bit, being cautious of what I'm touching, and then making sure if I am touching something that I am washing my hands afterwards.
Yeah.
And then a lot of hiking. I feel like a huge portion of this is not just isolating, but just you know, social distancing is more what I'm focusing on.
Yeah.
Making sure that I'm you know, not going to large gatherings and big places, but keeping my distance and so going on a lot of hikes. And just,
you won't be going to the dome this week.
No, see, that baffles me to no end. Again, yeah. It just doesn't make any sense why someone would go. You know, one thing when it was over China. What's that?
Why would you go anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Why do you go anyway?
Yeah.
But, well, like, it's one thing, you know, a month or two ago when it wasn't really seemingly coming to Nova Scotia, but you had 5 confirmed cases in one day, and you're like, yeah, let's go to the dome tonight. I've heard they've got $2 shots. I wonder why. One ask Carter what he's doing.
Carter.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not too much. Not a lot at all, actually. Just keeping my distance, hanging out.
Yeah. Do you guys got a few nice brews going or what?
A couple brews. I'm all out now.
Ooh. So you didn't plan properly.
Dry March continues. Dry March is going to turn to dry April and then dry May once the liquor store is closed. So you're really optimistic here.
I might start making my own alcohol at home, actually.
Yeah, well, you can Google that. It's pretty easy, by the way.
I think so.
Make some good toilet wine, maybe potato vodka, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Well, toilet wine is it. You got to make the toilet wine.
I mean, we only have one toilet, so that could be difficult.
Well, you got a window, right, and a shower?
Yeah, we have a compost. We have a green bin, so yeah. We can repurpose it. The toilet.
Exactly. And, yeah.
Switch the washroom over to alcohol grade.
Alcohol only. Alcohol only bathroom.
Yeah.
Right, man.
I mean, that's already what it is, basically, but.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to start calling, go down this list. I'm going to call my buddy in Amsterdam next. See if he's still awake.
Sounds good.
Cool, man.
Hey, hello. All back.
Will do.
This help out?
Stay safe.
All right, buddy.
All right. Later.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, just seeing how the corona's affecting you up in there in Montreal, eh?
Oh, you didn't get called to action yet?
No. Why? Are they fucking drafting into the Marines?
You're undercover CSIS.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
we
need to
get called to action, eh?
No. Well, maybe secretly. I don't know. I didn't. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's my answer.
Maybe all that's. Right, maybe that's what I'm calling about. I don't know.
Let me give you a call back in a little bit. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Later.
See ya. Well, hope you guys enjoyed my drunken ramblings on with my friends. Anyways, next podcast will be in a couple days. We're gonna kind of try to do this thing. Yeah, semi-regular over the next couple weeks. Now everybody's kind of stuck inside. Anyways, if you guys want us to give you a holler, if you're listening to this, if you're in East Coast, anywhere in Canada, let us know. We want to see what it's like and how it's affecting different people in different parts of our country. Drop us a DM. Email me at livelifeintense@gmail.com. That whole shit. So, yeah, we'll let you guys get back to your week, and we'll talk to you soon. Cheers.